弟兄姊妹们，早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Good morning.
再来一次，好吧？早安。
Good morning.
在过去几个星期，我们在主日的程序单上，或者在你收到电脑的代导信、教会的代导信，你都可能注意到，过这几个礼拜，我们教会有许多有关于宣教的活动。
In the past few weeks, in the bulletin or in the prayer letters that you received, you might have noticed that there's a lot of activities in the missions area.
目前就在现在这个时候，我们在台湾有几个高中的学生在台湾宣教，有一位Gloria， 她正好今天可能或明天就要离开大陆要回来。
And even right now, there are several high school students that are in Taiwan doing evangelism, and also Gloria, who's been in China doing evangelism, and she's on her way back.
下个礼拜二马上接着 David 跟着 Michael 还有 Gerald 他们三个要到非洲去。
And next Tuesday, David Krennel and Mike and Gerald are going to Africa.
他们到非洲需要向当地60多位传道人很密集的有几天的圣经课程，还有关于带领年轻人的同工 Michael 跟 Gerald， 他们也要在那里服侍他们。
And they're going to be speaking to more than 60 people that are leaders in the church or youth workers.
接着我们再来的礼拜五晚上跟礼拜天，整个教会里面都会有一点关于宣教方面的分享。那么希望弟兄姊妹们都能够有负担来参加。
In the coming Fridays and Tuesday night gatherings, we're going to have some sharing about these testimonies of these missionary work.
从神过去几差不多十多年来在天城教会的带领，我们有不少的弟兄姊妹都参加不同形式的短宣的这样的一个服事。
Over the past decade, there are many brothers and sisters in this church that have participated in short-term missions.
因为很少在这里讲，也很少我把这些影片放出来，所以这一次我收集了一些我当然有些人还没有给我，不过我希望今天在最后的时候能够让大家体会到，我们确实教会正在努力的，也照着神所托付的大使命向各地来传福音。
And I haven't been sharing that many of these stories with you, but today I've gathered a lot of photos, and hopefully we can, at the end of today's sermon, to be able to share those with you and to let you know that we're trying to expand in the areas of the missions field.
我刚刚看到雨涵回来了，还有几位我都忘记了，其实有好几位都是在我们中间有参加过短宣的。
There's actually a lot of you, there's a sister that just came back from a short-term missions trip that are going out and coming back.
当然听完这个信息以后，我并没有那么大的期望说，哦，我们每一位都说，都决定说，啊，我就要做宣教士。但是我至少我有一个期望，就是弟兄姊妹，我们知道我们做基督徒，我们乃至神给我们一个托付，就是要传福音这样一个大使命。
Of course, it's not my hope that after today's message that every one of you will decide to go into the missions field, but it is my hope that we understand that this is a burden that God has given us to do the Great Commission.
我的祷告是求圣灵感动你，你有心来预备你自己。至少今天听完信息以后，你会开始有一点，我最后会有一点建议，你要怎么来预备你自己传福音。
It is my hope and prayer that from today's message that the Holy Spirit will stir something inside of you that will let you move forward and want to participate more in the missions field.
如果今天的信息讲完以后，你只是觉得说，哦，我看了很多的相片，我知道我们中间很多人出去也听了一些故事，那个不是我今天，那我的今天的信息就等于是没有讲。
If after today's message, all you think about is, oh, I saw some nice photos and heard some nice stories, then basically my message today did not reach its purpose.
我希望今天至少有几位主在你们的心里面摆下一个负担，你看到了别人在做，我也愿意把我自己摆上去，然后你就预备你自己来参与这个大使命。
I hope that at least a few of you will feel the burden of the Great Commission and want to prepare yourself to go out into the missions field.
首先我们来看马太福音28:18-20，这里耶稣他最后跟门徒所有的教训。
Let's look at in Matthew 28, verses 18 to 20, the last things that Jesus said to his disciples.
当耶稣他复活准备升天以前，他召聚的门徒，他告诉他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Jesus said to his disciples, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit."
凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
And teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.
所以我们就从这段经文里面看，我要从这个黄字所打出来的这几点上面，我们来解释什么是传福音的大使命。
So from these verses, let us look at the words that are highlighted in yellow, and let us look at what the Great Commission means through these different definitions.
首先我们要看这个大使命，传福音的大使命，它的能力是从哪里来的。
First, we want to look at the authority to carry out the Great Commission.
因为我们做任何的事情，我们都需要有一个能力的来源。
Because whenever we do anything, we need a source of the power.
所以当耶稣在这里说的时候，他说，所有天上地下所有的权柄，就是 power, authority, 这个权柄都已经给我了。
Jesus says here that all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to him.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们出去传福音，这是主耶稣的托付，而且这个能力是来自于神给他的所有的权柄。
So when we go out to preach and share the gospel, it comes from the power of Jesus Christ.
这个权柄不是人给你的，不是总统给你的，是天上的神，创造万物的神给你的。
This power doesn't come from any person, not the President of the United States, but it's from Jesus Christ.
这个能力有一个最大的特点，就是它从天上来的能力，而且它能够打破阴间的权势。
This power is from heaven and can defeat the enemy.
当耶稣他在跟门徒最后他要上十字架以前，他问了门徒，这些门徒说，你们说我是谁？
Right before Jesus went to the cross, Jesus asked his disciples, who am I?
就很多的门徒都搞不清楚，他们说，你看你这个行神迹的样子，你有点像以利亚，或者你为着耶路撒冷哀哭，你很像耶利米。
And these disciples, they're not really sure who Jesus is.
可是只有彼得他说了，你是基督，你是永生神的儿子。
But only Peter knew that he is the Messiah. He is the Son of the living God.
所以当彼得宣称出来说，耶稣，你这个人的名字叫做耶稣，可是你却是犹太人历史上面一直盼望来的那个弥赛亚。
But Peter, when he said that you are Jesus, but you are the Messiah that the Jewish people have been waiting for.
这个弥赛亚就是基督的意思。
This Messiah means the Christ.
所以当耶稣听到这个时候，他就大大的称赞了彼得。
So when Jesus heard this, he praised Peter.
他说，这个不是属血肉的人能够指示你的，你知道我就是那个基督，我就是那个救主，这是天上的神启示你的。
Because he said that this cannot be revealed to you by flesh and blood, but it's by my Father in heaven.
因此耶稣讲了一个很重要的接下来话，说，我要把我的教会建造在这个磐石上。
So Jesus said something very important afterwards. He said, "On this rock I will build my church."
什么叫做这个磐石呢？
So what does this rock mean?
这个磐石就是耶稣是基督这个真理上面。
This is the truth that Jesus is the Christ.
耶稣就是基督。
Jesus is the Christ.
他是唯一的救主。
He is the only Savior.
他是神为着人类所赐下的弥赛亚。
He's the one that God sent for the Savior of the people.
这个真理连阴间的权势都不能够胜过他。
And this truth cannot be overcome by the evil one.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
我们今天在地上传福音，
when we share the gospel on this earth,
我们到底靠着什么权柄传福音？
By what authority are we doing that?
我就记得在《使徒行传》里面有提到了几个例子。
I remember a few examples in the book of Acts.
那里当保罗在传福音的时候，有人被鬼附着了。
When Paul was sharing the gospel, there was someone that was overcome by the evil spirit.
你知道鬼他也知道说，这个使徒们传的福音是什么。
You know that demons know the gospel.
所以他们在那里吵的时候、叫的时候，就说：“哦，你是传耶稣的名。”
So when demons are saying that Jesus is here,
当保罗听到他这么在那边吵的时候，他就奉耶稣基督的名说：“斥责这个鬼出来，鬼就走了。”
And Paul was so annoyed that he said, "In the name of Jesus, I command you to come out of this woman." Then the spirit left her.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们知道，当我们奉主耶稣基督的这个名传福音的时候。
So when we share the gospel in the name of Jesus Christ,
那是带着极大的能力的。
And that is with a lot of authority and power.
这个能力不是你所想象的地上的权力。
This is not authority and power that's from the earth.
那是属于灵界的。
It's a spiritual power.
我这样讲的时候，可能弟兄姊妹觉得说，那金弟兄，我怎么从来没有碰过这个什么叫做属灵的能力啊？
But maybe you would say, Pastor King, I don't know what this spiritual power means.
我想举一两个例子。
So I want to give a couple of examples.
你如果有机会到宣教工厂的话，尤其到一些落后的地方的时候，你会真实看到《使徒行传》里面这些赶鬼的事情是非常的实际的。
If you go onto the missions field, especially areas that may not be as populated, you will experience and see some of these things that you see in Acts.
我就简单的提一件事情，那是奉主耶稣基督的名来赶出这个阴间的势力。
I will share one simple example where we, in the name of Jesus Christ, drove out an evil spirit.
今天 Michael 选的很多的诗歌都是歌颂你的名，你的名是带着权柄的。
In today's worship of songs, Mike chose a lot of songs that were related to praising God's name.
10年前左右的时候，我有一次到了东北，到了一个地方去拜访一个家庭。
About 10 years ago, I went to visit a family in China.
他的母亲在我们这边觉知了、信主了以后，后来发生了一些意外，他的母亲就被主接走了。
And this sister's mom used to be in this church, and something happened, and she passed away.
他们家里面是多年来就这一直拜迷信、拜祖宗的，家里面供了许多的偶像。
And her family, for many generations, has been involved in ancestral worship.
他们也相信他们家之所以到今天能够从一个非常苦的环境里面，能够孩子能够有很好的事业，他们相信，他们以前相信。这都是他们拜偶像、拜祖宗的这些功劳。
And they used to think that because of their ancestral worship and their idols, they were able to come out of their poor background and become more wealthy.
当他的母亲跟他家人传福音，后来母亲这边过去了以后，我就带着他母亲的有一点的心愿，我就回去到了那边去找他的孩子们。
And when the sister passed away in this church, I spoke to her, and her last wish was for me to go back home and to find her family.
So 那一天的时候，她的女儿，她就告诉我，跟另外一个同工，她说，我妈妈以前住的那个五楼上面有一个房间是摆满了偶像，摆满了祖宗的牌位。
And this sister said that in the house that I grew up in, my mom used to have all these altars and idols for ancestral worship on the 5th floor.
她说非常贵的什么观音啊，有一堆乱七八糟的东西都摆在那里。她说，可是这两年来我已经没有去处理，我没有人敢上那个房间去。
And there are all these expensive idols for worship up on the 5th floor, but these last 2 years, no one has been brave enough or courageous enough to go up there.
他说，金弟兄，我觉得你这次回来能不能帮我去把那个房间整理一下？
So now that you're here, would you mind helping me go upstairs to the 5th floor and clean up that room?
所以我跟那位弟兄呢，我们觉得没什么，走啊，这个事情我们以前也做过，所以我们就上去了。
So me and a coworker, we said that this isn't a big deal. These are things we've done before, so we went.
你知道这位姊妹呢？她是一个女企业家。
And the sister, she's a businesswoman.
哦，在商场上是非常能干的。
She's extremely successful.
我们那一天爬到三楼的时候，她就开始，我就觉得不怪我们，她怎么就走不动了？
And when she got to the 3rd floor, she couldn't move anymore.
最后那两楼呢，大概是我跟那位弟兄把她架上去的。
And the last 2 floors, it was me and the other brother. We basically helped her up the stairs.
你知道那个中国的有些公寓里面，你是要这么踩那个电灯才会亮的，你知道那种。
Some of these apartments, you have to stomp on the floor in order for the lights to turn on.
And
her hands were shaking so much that she couldn't put the keys in the door. So at last we opened the door.
我们一打开里面黑的，那么她就一下子不知道冲进去，不知道躲哪里去了，我们也不知道里面是什么。
And inside it was completely pitch black. We couldn't see anything, but she just started hiding. We didn't know where she went.
我们说在哪里啊？
And he said, where is the altar?
他说那里在那里。
And she pointed and said, it's over there.
所以我们用手电筒，我们就看到了那个房间里面一两年都没有人住，所以里面有臭味，然后有个桌子上面摆满了一大堆东西。
And so we used a flashlight and we looked inside and there was a bad odor from no one being there for 2 years. And we saw an altar.
所以我们两个人就开始就抓了就丢。 管他什么，通通把整个桌子清干净了。
So we cleaned up the table, took all the idols, and threw everything away.
我们装在一个大的袋子里面，我们就把它拖下来。
We put it into a huge garbage bag, and we brought it down the stairs.
那当然也把这个女孩子也拖下来。
Of course, we dragged her down the stairs too.
她就很害怕，她说：“这都是我们拜了好久的，你要怎么处理啊？”
And she was really scared, and she said, we've been worshipping these idols for generations. What do you plan to do with these things?
我说这个你就不要管了，我们会把它弄掉的。And
I said, don't worry about it, we'll take care of it.
所以我们到了旅馆以后,
and when we brought everything to the hotel,
我们两个人就轻轻空空地把那一袋也没去看它里面什么东西，全部打碎。The
two of us, we didn't even look inside what it was, we just broke everything in the bag.
第二天,
the next day,
我们就到这个办公室去传福音。We
went to this office to share the gospel.
因为我说过她是女企业家。Because
I said that she's a successful businesswoman.
所以她就找了几个他们这些企业大老板就来听福音。So
she found some of the people who are higher up in the office.
所以我们就在她的那个总经理的办公室里面，大概八九个人就在那里讲福音了。And
there was about 8 or 9 of us in the CEO's office sharing the gospel.
当我们传完福音的时候，也问他们要不要信主，带他们祷告。
And at the end of the sharing, we asked if they wanted to accept Jesus Christ.
当我们都很好了，我们说，那这些大老板就说，那现在我们去吃饭吧。
And then after they've accepted Christ, we said, okay, let's go eat lunch.
所以我们就下去要准备坐他的老板的车子要去吃饭。
So we go downstairs, we're about to get into the car to go to lunch.
突然这个时候，从楼上乒乒乓乓跑下一个女孩子。
And suddenly there's a young woman that ran down the stairs.
她就跑来抓住那个女老板，她就跟她耳边讲了几句话。
And she grabbed onto the businesswoman and started talking to her.
所以这个女老板就来跟我讲，她说，我们这个某某，她说她要信耶稣。
And the sister came to me and said that this young girl wants to accept Christ as well.
她怎么会要信？我也没见过她，她只是我记得她刚刚好像替我们倒茶水的。
And I was very surprised because I didn't share the gospel with her. I don't know how she was able to want to accept Christ. She was just pouring tea for us.
所以我原来知道，当她倒完茶水，我们在跟那些老板在里面讲福音的时候，那个门没有完全关好，所以她就站在门旁边，就听我们在里面讲什么。And
later I realized that when this young woman was coming in to pour tea, we didn't close the door right away, and so she was standing outside listening to us sharing the gospel.
她听到我们在里面带他们做决志的祷告的时候，她心里说，这个我也要。
And when we led them to prayer to accept Christ in their heart, she thought in her heart that it's something she wanted to.
所以当我们走下来要走以前，她抓住了我们，就在车子旁边里面，在那里。 我们就带着她做了相信耶稣的祷告。And
so because when we were leaving, she basically grabbed onto us right by the car before we were about to leave. We prayed with her and she accepted Christ.
更有意思的是她马上把她身上这些什么佛珠啊，什么东西，这个东西都开光过的东西都交给我们。
And what's amazing is that she realized that she was wearing a necklace with an idol, and so she gave everything over to them.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们传福音的这个能力从哪里来呢？
So when we think about the power and the authority to preach the gospel,
那我们的权柄来自于我们宣告主耶稣基督得胜的名。
So the authority comes from the name of Jesus Christ.
所以当我们知道我们传福音不是靠着任何人的力量。
So we know that we're not dependent on any power of people.
这个得胜的名是因为耶稣基督已经从死里复活了。
This power of Jesus' name is because he resurrected from the dead.
所以他这个复活，他已经突破了阴间的权柄。
So his resurrection basically defeated death.
所以在启示录里面的时候，当约翰使徒约翰他说，他宣告耶稣基督的宣告说，我是首先的，我是末后的，而且我是那曾经死过，现在又活着的。
So in Revelation, it says, I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, and now I am alive forever and ever.
我现在拿着阴间的死亡和阴间的钥匙。
And I hold the keys of death and Hades.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们在外面传福音，我们在宣讲耶稣基督的福音的时候。
So when we share the gospel of Jesus Christ,
我们要很清楚知道我们的权柄是来自上面的。
So we should know very well that our power and authority comes from above.
来自于耶稣是基督。
It comes from the fact that Jesus is the Christ.
他得胜的所有阴间的拦阻人、死人死亡的灵。
He is victorious against death.
第二方面。
Secondly.
当我们看到耶稣说我们传福音的时候，我们的权柄以外，他要说我就。与你们同在，我就常与你们同在。
Jesus says, "I will be with you always."
我们传在出去传福音的话，不是靠着什么有恩赐的一个传道的能力。
When we go out to preach, it's not because of a particular grace or a particular gift.
我们也不是靠着某一个宣教的机构来他的能力从他那里来。
And it's not because of some organization or some ministry.
当然我们知道任何一个传福音的人在前面，他后面可能有一个机构来支持他。
But of course, when you see an evangelist go out, there's probably some organization supporting them.
就像我们等一下也会看到，我们教会已经有三对夫妇在外面，在至少三对到五对，我等一下会介绍，他们在外面已经专心的在传福音。
Just like in our church, there's maybe 3 to 5 different couples that have gone out into the missions field. They need support from our church in prayer. And when they receive our offerings, they know that there's people that care about them.
但是我们要知道，我们所有真正的能力的来源，乃是因为主耶稣基督跟我们的认同，他常与我们同在。
But we should know that the source of the power and the authority is because Jesus is always with us.
很多传福音的主的工人，他们在软弱的时候，他们都因着感觉到他们的祷告，感觉到了真的神这时候与我同在，他们重新得力。
In the missions field, a lot of times people will feel weak, and they know and realize that it's Jesus that's with them, that keeps them going.
今天很多世界上观念已经进到教会。
Right now, there's a lot of different society, cultures that has come into the church.
我们常常认为说，我们出去传福音的时候，我们是必须靠着口才。
When we go out to preach, sometimes we feel like we need to be eloquent.
甚至我们说我们要能够有行神迹异能的能力。
Well, we need to have some miraculous power.
神确实会用到这些。
God obviously will use these things.
但是让我们超越这些人的恩赐、人的能力以外，我们看到真正权柄是来自于主耶稣基督。
But we need to go beyond these things and realize that the source is from Jesus Christ.
很多的时候我们出去传道的时候，我们以为我们讲一些很正面积极的信息，而我们就避免去讲人的罪，我们以为这样才能够传福音。
For example, some people may think that if they go out and preach positive thinking and not talk about sin, then they can reach people.
甚至今天很可悲的一个现象，我们发现现在连很多所谓的福音派的有名的传道人，他们都随着这个世俗的潮流在走。
And actually, there's a lot of famous preachers and evangelists that they've actually compromised and started following the worldly ways.
他们不敢讲罪。
They're afraid to talk about sin.
因为那是会得罪人的。
Because it's for people, because it'll offend people.
曾经有一个很大的教会的牧师，他在接受电台访问的时候。
There's a very famous pastor that was interviewed on TV.
这个访问他人问说，你的教会有这么大，几万人、两三万人聚会，你的秘诀是什么？
And the interviewer asked this pastor, you have 20,000-30,000 people in your church, what's your secret?
他说因为我发现了今天教会最大的错误就是常常要定人家的罪。
Because I realize that the biggest mistake that churches make is that they keep talking about sin.
他说我的教会每个礼拜来这里人，他们都要听到一个让他们能够知道礼拜一怎么样子去过生活的正面的思想。
Because at my church, what I do is I teach them how to think positively during the week to be successful.
我教导他们要心想什么事情就会怎么成就。
The way that they think is going to cause what's going to happen.
因此我尽量避免讲罪，因为那会使人的良心不安。
And so I don't talk about sin because it will be negative impact on their conscience.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天到底我们是传福音，到底传福音的真理的内容是什么？
What is the truth behind our sharing the gospel?
今年夏令会的专题有一个专题叫做到底有没有地狱？
There is a topic that is talked about, for example, is there actually hell?
为什么要讲这么讨厌的题目呢？
Why do we want to talk about this topic?
因为今天看到很多的人，他们不敢不讲，圣经上讲了这么多将来有审判，可是他们说这个不重要，今天我们重要的是今天在今世我们怎么样过一个积极的生活。
In the Bible there is so much about judgment and the afterlife, but some people don't talk about judgment and punishment.
我们到底我们的传福音，我们出去宣教，我们到底要讲什么？
When we go out and preach the gospel, what is our content? What should we be talking about?
我们要讲的是圣经上要教导我们，告诉人人的生命里面有空虚，将来会有审判，因此我们把这个希望永恒的观念要带给人。
We should be sharing what the truth is in the Bible, that there is a need for Christ and that we can bring them hope.
当耶稣在告诉人去传福音的时候，他给了一个保证，说我就常与你们同在。
When Jesus told his disciples to go out and preach, he gave them a promise that he will always be with them.
这个同在说直到世界的末了。
And this promise will go until the end of the age.
Teresa 刚刚讲这个 end of the age, 或者有些翻译说 end of the world, 就讲的地理上的这个地界。
Another translation would be the end of the world, which means this physical world that we see.
所以我们看神他告诉我们说他的保证与我们同在，他不管你到地球上的哪一个地方，或者一直到这个时代的末了，神他耶稣基督与我们传福音的人同在。
So this promise doesn't depend on where you go in this world or the time, he will always be with you.
你如果没有真的出去传福音的时候，你可能对这一句话的体会不是那么深刻。
If you've not gone out into the missions field, you may not truly understand what this verse means.
我差不多在有一年在美国这里很严重的 SARS, 那个大概是2003年吧，如果我记得不错。
If I remember correctly, there was a SARS in 2003, and I was going out to preach.
我到了中国去的时候，那个时候，SARS 刚刚在美国这里开始报道，那我就往香港那边走了。
And during that time, when I was leaving, SARS just started becoming more obvious in the U.S. in reporting in the news, and so I started going towards Hong Kong instead of China.
我在香港的时候，我突然吓一跳，因为那个机场我常常经过，怎么一下变空了？
And I was completely shocked when I got to the airport in Hong Kong because it was basically empty.
你知道每次坐飞机的时候，我们都希望我隔壁能够有空的，所以我可以躺下来，或者我可以坐，从来很少有过空的。
Every time I get on an airplane, I always wish that the person next to me is not there so that there's more seats empty so I can lie down.
结果那一次从这边到香港的那个飞不是从香港开始进中国的时候，这里到香港的时候，我就发现只有一半的飞机上大概只有一半的人。
And when I took the flight from here to Hong Kong, the flight was probably only half full.
从香港要进去的时候，我发现更可怕，整个飞机那么大飞，大概二十几个人。
And then from Hong Kong to mainland China, there was maybe only 20 people on the plane.
等到我到了内部一个城市的时候，他们好像还没听到什么叫做 SARS, 因为里面没报道。
And when I got to the village or the city that I was going to, they actually didn't know what SARS was because it wasn't reported within the country.
当我一天讲差不多七八个钟头的那个训练，有很多人从别的地方来，我讲到第三天的时候，我发现我不对劲了。
And when I was teaching there, I was teaching maybe 7-8 hours a day. By the third day, I realized that something wasn't right.
我发现我有发烧。
I started getting a fever.
我发现我的肚子不舒服。
My stomach didn't feel well.
我开始就害怕起来。
I started getting scared.
因为我讲什么 SARS， 人家也不懂，可是我心里面叮叮咚咚的说：“哎呀，我中到了。”
Because when I tell people, if I tell people I had SARS, no one would know what I was talking about.
差不多那天晚上，一直到那天啊，差不多在床上，真的是又担心又害怕，就开始没有力气。
And as I was lying in bed, I was scared and I started feeling like I didn't have any energy.
一直慢慢的慢慢的神光照我说你依靠我，我会给你力量，不要怕，不是 SARS。
And slowly and slowly God spoke to me and told me not to worry and told me that it wasn't SARS.
所以好不容易后面两天就慢慢慢慢就好起来。
And the last 2 days of the conference, I started improving, getting better.
所以整个行程后面就不害怕了，因为我感觉到有主的同在。
And for the rest of the trip, I was no longer scared because I knew that God was with me.
可是很可笑的是，当我回到美国的时候
，But the funny thing is, when I got to America,
我打电话给我太太
，I called my wife.
我太太说教会里面不欢迎你回来。
And she said that the church is not welcoming you back.
因为美国政府规定你现在要被关十天。
Because now the government says that you have to be quarantined for 10 days.
所以你们还记得的话，那那个时候有人建议我太太说，把我去订个旅馆，把我关到那里十天再回家。
So my wife suggested jokingly that maybe we should get a hotel and I can stay there for 10 days.
结果他们没有让我订旅馆，而且是让我回家住。
And they didn't say I needed to be quarantined. They actually let me go home.
我记得不错的话，那两天里面我实在待不住，我跟我儿子偷偷的跑到纽约市去看了一次车展。
And I couldn't do anything about it, and I was bored, so I took my son and we went to go see a car show in the city.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们知道我们出去传福音的时候，我们的权柄从哪里而来
？When we know our authority when we go out to preach the gospel.
我们的保守，我们的能力从哪里而来？
When we know our power and who is protecting us,
我们就不害怕。
Then we will not be afraid.
最后我们讲到大使命的内容，它是要教使万民都做我的门徒。
Next, the content and the purpose of the Great Commission is to make disciples of all nations.
这里讲到万民是指所有的，不止中国人呐。
And this is talking about all nations, not just Chinese people.
当然，我们的受语言、受于种族的限制，我只能够跟中国人传福音，我最有果效。
Of course, I'm limited by my language, and also my culture, so I will reach out to the Chinese people.
可是神的心意是要万民万族都得救。
But God's heart is that all nations and all peoples will be saved.
当神呼召亚伯拉罕的时候，他就说：“我要使你得福。”
When God spoke to Abraham, He said that I will make you a blessing and have others be blessed through you.
而且我经过你，要使地上的万族都得福。
And through you, all peoples on earth will be blessed.
大卫在他的诗篇里面唱歌唱的说，在列邦中述说他的荣耀，在万民中传扬他的奇事。
David said in the Psalms, "Declare His glory among the nations, His marvelous deeds among all peoples."
而且到了启示录，我们看到有一天在宝座面前的时候，那里说各族各方的人都要在宝座面前来敬拜神。
And in Revelation, it says that people from every tribe and language and people and nation will worship God.
我很感谢主把大卫牧师带到了我们教会。
I'm very thankful that God brought David Crennel to our church.
因为他不但是对着我们的英文的下一代能够有更好的造就。
Because not only is he leading our young people in this church,
而且他给我们开了一扇向各族各方的人传福音的门。
But he's opened the doors to preach the gospel to people of other nations.
过去二十年来，我只有跟中国人传福音。
In the past 20 years, I've only preached the gospel to Chinese.
当然，我知道我们中间宣教的这一年轻的一代，像雨涵啊，你们都去过跟什么？你上次到土耳其是吧 ？Turkey， 到去土耳其去跟外地的人传福音。
Of course, I know that some of the younger generations have gone out to other countries, for example, to Turkey.
这一次，大卫牧师带着 Michael 跟 Gerald 要到非洲去传福音。
And this time, Pastor Crennel will take Mike and Gerald and go to Africa to preach the gospel.
所以我们要这个眼光要看到神的心意，不只是在中国人。
So our vision should be that it's not just about Chinese people.
尽可能的，我们要遵照神的使命，我们能够突破语言的障碍，我们突破文化的不同，我们能够 去向不同的人传福音。
If God so wills, we should be able to transcend the barriers of culture and language and preach to people of all nations.
第三方面，我们要看到大使命的行动。
And lastly, we want to see how to put the Great Commission into action.
我们要看罗马书十五章第八节到第九节这样说的。
Let's look at Romans 15:8-9.
当保罗在这一段话写的时候，他说：“基督是为真理做了受割礼人的执事，要证实所应许列祖的话。”并叫外邦人因他的怜悯而荣耀神。
It says here, Christ became a servant to the circumcision to show God's truthfulness in order that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy.
其实这一段话里面，这个原来的和合本的翻译不是那么的明白。另外有比较好的翻译是说，耶基督是成为受割礼之人的仆人。要显明神的信实，以至于外邦人能够因着神的怜悯而荣耀神。
The original translation is not as clear, so I've made a different translation here to make it clear.
所以我们看到，当我们出去传福音的时候，我们是成为仆人的身份。
When we go out to preach the gospel, it is through a servant's heart.
而且我们要出去是要证明，要显明神爱众人，为着万人得救的那个应许要成就。
And we want to show that is God's truthfulness and His love for the people.
而且我们出去传扬的是神的怜悯，而使人能够把荣耀归给神。
And we need to have a merciful heart and to bring the glory to God.
传福音是最必须有的一个心态，就是怜悯人的心态。
The heart that we need the most to share the gospel is a merciful heart and a servant's heart.
当耶稣在地上传福音的时候，圣经说他走遍各城各乡，他看到了很多的人，他心里面就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离。
The word says that when Jesus went through different towns and villages and he saw all these people, he had compassion on them.
他的困苦流离是怎么？难道他们没有饭吃吗？没有衣穿吗？
And that they were helpless and harassed. What was wrong with them? Why were they helpless?
那是因为他们就像羊没有牧人一样。
It's because they were like sheep without a shepherd.
今天我们这个时代，我们看到许多人虽然吃得好，穿得好，可是他们的内心里面是非常的困苦流离。
Today we can see a lot of people that are dressed well and they eat well and they live well, but inside they're empty.
我们一直在夸耀我们的经济成长的速度。
We keep wanting to expand our finances and our wealth.
可是我们没有去，我们如果注意看的时候，在这些的金钱，在这些的繁荣的后面。人心里面的空虚是从来没有过的。
But we need to look beyond the physical and what's on the outside and see the need on the inside of the people.
我记得我们中间有姊妹他们回家乡去传福音的时候。
I know some brothers and sisters who have gone back to their home villages.
他有一个负担就是跟他以前的大学的老同学们传福音。
And they have a burden to share the gospel with people that they grew up with.
他说到他有一天 跟他的朋友约了讲话没讲完走过那个上海的那个大马路的天桥上面还在跟他讲福音。
And she was sharing the gospel with an old friend that she grew up with and she kept talking and talking as they were walking and they went through an overpass and then came down and still kept talking.
到了下了那个桥准备要分手了福音还没有讲完。
And then when they were about to part ways, they still didn't finish sharing the gospel.
而这个朋友好像也听得津津有味，所以他们就站在天桥下面，在那里继续用几分钟的时间，要带他做决志的祷告。
And her friend really seemed wanting to hear more about the gospel, so they just kept talking.
结果当他们还在讲的时候，他就发现外旁边竟然有人就慢慢停下来，就围成了一个圈，都在听他在讲什么。
And as the two of them were talking, she realized that more and more people started gathering around, formed a circle around them to hear what she was saying.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
有常常到中国去传福音的人讲了一句这样的话。
There's someone that goes to China to preach very often. He said something.
他说你只要敢讲，你在街上，到人家家，你只要敢讲，就有人敢信。
As long as you have the courage and the boldness to preach the gospel, someone will believe.
今天很多的人内心里面的空虚是没有办法跟人讲的。
There is an emptiness and a need in our hearts and our souls that cannot be expressed in words.
我记得好几年前，我到了一个地方，我受一个姐妹的委托要去看望，到医院去看望她的女儿。
There was one time where I was preaching the gospel, and I went to a place, and someone asked me to visit her daughter in the hospital.
为什么她的女儿住在医院呢？住在什么样的医院呢？
What kind of a hospital was she staying in?
后来我知道，原来住在一个精神衰弱，也不能叫做神经病啊，那个就是很 depression 或者压什么抑郁症或什么那一种的医院。
I realized that she was in a mental hospital.
当我去看他女儿的时候，我就在那里跟他，那他们那个病床，你要中国人的病房里面很那个大部分都是住四个人、八个人的那种病房。
If you go to China, a lot of these hospital rooms, they have four or five different people in one room.
当我在那个房间里面跟他讲，他就坐在床上面，我跟他就慢慢的讲福音的时候。
And this woman was sitting on the bed, and I was sharing the gospel with her.
不知不觉中间那个床上坐上了二十几个人。
And then slowly there was 20 people on that bed.
因为隔壁的病房的人没事的人通通过来了。
Because people in other rooms, they didn't have anything to do, so they just came to listen.
那个时候我的心里面乒乒乓乓的跳，因为这些人都是不是那么正常的人。
And my heart was beating very fast because these people had mental issues.
而且我一边讲，有人在点头，有人笑，有人流口水，所以我都不知道到底情况是怎么样。
And there were some people nodding, some people they were salivating, and I didn't really know what they were thinking.
结果很奇妙的是，我还是就是好好的、慢慢的，我就不看别的人，我就讲完了。
And so I didn't look at anybody else. I just kept talking, and I finished.
神给我感动说，你要不要也让他们有机会信耶稣啊？
And I wanted to have them have the opportunity to believe in Christ.
当然你们知道那个结果，我一问全部二十几个人都举手都站起来。
And when I asked if they wanted to accept Christ, everybody raised their hand and stood up.
那我里面还是我想这个都是凑巧嘛，这几个人懂什么，他们可能都搞不清楚。
And I thought it was a coincidence because these people probably didn't know what I was saying.
反正我就做我该做的，我讲了。
But I did what I was supposed to do.
结果讲完了我要离开的时候。
And when I was about to leave,
有两三个人就跟着说，老师老师，我们要跟着你去。
Oh, there were two or three people that said, Teacher, teacher, I want to go with you.
去哪里呢?
Go where?
要去受洗。
Oh, to be baptized.
哎呀，他们就在那商量啊，谁家在这，正好那个人，那个我们去的那个姐妹，她女儿在那附近走路大概十几二十分钟，她就住在那个公寓里头。
And the sister that I was visiting, she was living about 20 minutes away in an apartment.
结果我们那天晚上就我们这几个人跟医院请了假，我保证啊，保证这几个人不能随便出来的，就带了两三个人，我们到了那公寓，在他的浴缸里面就给他们施洗。
And these people are not supposed to be leaving the hospital, but I got permission from the hospital to take these two people to that apartment and baptize them.
结果这十年以后，你知道一件很奇妙的事情发生。
An amazing thing happened after 10 years.
后来我在访问那个城市的时候，
And when I spoke to these people,
这个母亲告诉我说，你记得帮某某某那一次在医院里面施洗的那一位。
And I asked this mother, do you remember the person that was baptized in this hospital?
她说，自从那一次以后，她慢慢慢慢康复，她现在是我的最好的同工。
Oh, and after that day that they got baptized, he or she got slowly better and improved in her mental health, and is now my best coworker.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们传福音的时候，你从来没有预定哪个人会得救。
When you're sharing the gospel, you don't know who is going to be saved.
你也不知道什么人会被神拯救，成为他手上的器皿。
And you don't know who is going to be used by the Lord.
今天我们的传福音乃是叫神证明他的信实，是他要拯救万人的心，万人得救的心，是这样的，这样的信实。
We want to show that God is truthful and He's merciful and He wants everybody to be saved.
而且是要叫神的名得荣耀。
And it is to bring glory to His name.
那更重要的是我们怎么样来跟进栽培他们。
And more importantly is how we can disciple the new disciples.
所以我们今天讲我们在教会里面这些怎么样子训练门徒，怎么样学那些基本的真理。 怎么样明白圣经所讲的是非常非常的重要。
So how can we teach the truth of the Bible to these new disciples? That's very important.
因为我们没有办法把一些用着这世界的观念有很多的教导是错误的。
Because in this world, there's a lot of teachings that is incorrect.
我们不要去告诉人家说你信耶稣你就一定会成功。
We don't want to say that if you believe in Christ, you're obviously going to be successful.
而且我们很多的时候，我们发现今天在有一些训练工厂上面，甚至在教会里面讲福音的时候，把福音讲得非常的神秘。
Or some people, when they share the gospel, it sounds very mysterious.
尤其在一些落后的地方的时候，就会讲到了你要追求一些非常不平常的一些经历。
Or when you, especially in places that are not as populated, they may say that you have to pursue things that are mysterious and unexplainable.
圣经里面记载了许多特殊的经历，特殊的启示。
The Bible did have a lot of visions or things that are not as explainable.
连旧约圣经，连这些以赛亚或者以西结，甚至新约的使徒保罗、约翰、彼得，他们都在灵里面看到许多奇特的事。
In the Bible, a lot of disciples did see visions and hear from the Lord on a lot of mysterious things.
但是，请我们注意，当你一个人看到这些异象的时候
，But as a person, when we see these visions,
这些异象一定跟神的国度有关。
These visions have to be related to God's kingdom.
而且这些异象可能要神向你启示的时候是要将你的命、你的后半生摆上去的。
And when God gives you these types of visions, it probably means that you have to become a living sacrifice and offer up your life.
因为当人的观念、固有的观念到一个程度你没有办法突破的时候。
But when you get to a certain logic and you can't go beyond it,
神可以用这些异象、一些奇特的经历，让你看到神的旨意。
God can give you a vision, to be able to show you what his purpose is.
可是福音绝对不是叫你一天到晚去追求。你梦到了你有一栋房子，你梦到了你的教会里面有建立了一个两万人的教会。这个不是。如果神给你看到这些异象的时候，是要你把命摆上去的。
But the gospel is not about pursuing these types of visions of, you know, what type of house you're going to buy or what you're going to do next.
所以我们要非常的注意福音的内容是有关于神的真理。
So we have to be careful that when we share the gospel, there needs to be truth.
我们也不把真理讲成了一些的宗教的戒律。
And it's also not for any, the gospel should not be talking about laws or regulations that we have to follow.
这个事情可以做，那个事情可以不可以做，这个可以摸，这个不可以吃，讲这些东西。
For example, things that we can do, things we can't do, things we should eat, things we shouldn't eat.
所以反而把人从另外一个捆绑里面带到了另外一种的捆绑。
And it brings people from the bondage of sin to another kind of bondage.
所以保罗说，弟兄们，我到了你们那里去，我没有用高言大志向你们传讲神的奥秘。
So Paul said, brothers and sisters, when I came to you, I did not come with eloquence or human wisdom as I proclaimed to you the testimony about God.
我到你们中间只知道一件事。
When I came to you, I only know one thing.
耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
And that's Jesus Christ and him crucified.
所以我们可以要借着不同的方式去接触人们。
So we can use different opportunities and ways to reach people.
但是我们福音的内容就是耶稣基督来到世界上。
But our content of the gospel is that Jesus Christ came to earth.
他是第一位宣教士。
He's the first evangelist.
从天上到地上。
From heaven to earth,
他住在我们当中。
He lived among us.
他为了解决我们罪的问题。
He wanted to solve the problem of sin.
他被钉在十字架上。
And he was crucified on the cross.
除去了我们所有可能将来面对的那些审判。
He got rid of our future judgment and punishment.
十字架解决我们审判的问题。
The cross completed that for us.
他从死里复活。
He resurrected from the dead.
解决了我们称义成圣的问题。Justification and the sanctification.
Oh, he solved the problem of justification and sanctification.
有一天，他来的审判的时候，要带我们进到荣耀里去。
And one day when he comes back to judge the earth, he will take us into glory.
接下来的几分钟，我要很简单的跟弟兄姊妹回顾一下一些宣教的天成教会里面的一些照片。
And next, I want to share with you some photos from the short-term missions trips.
我简单的说一下，最近我们做了一个统计，把过去从1993年到2012年，我们发现天成教会 有396个人受浸。
And recently, we compiled some data from 1993 to 2012. The number of people that have been baptized in this church is 396.
这些396个靠近400人中间，我们有141个人现在还在天成教会聚会。
And of those 400 people that have been baptized here, there are still about 141 of those in the church today.
占了差不多36%。
It's about 36%.
差不多有搬回各地的，到中国，到美国，在美国别住的有162个人。
And of those people that were baptized, about 162 moved away.
差不多有41个百分比。
That's about 41%.
去别的教会，在附近别的教会去聚会的有33个人。
And people who have gone to other churches around here is 33 people.
回天家的已经被主接走的有17个人。
People who have gone to be with the Lord is about 17 people.
简单的讲，有22个人参加，有22个人目前在这附近没有参加聚会。
And there are 22 of those people that no longer go to church.
这是我们的责任。
This is our responsibility.
可是整个比例来讲，我们有70%左右的人今天多少都还跟教会有关系。
But as a percentage, about 70% of those people at least are still going to church.
求神给我们一个眼光，知道天成教会在这里，神的从过去20年来你看到的，他的一个已经有一个样式，让我们从这些数字看出来，就是人在这里得救以后，神差派他们到各地去。
From these numbers, we can see that God has given us this vision and responsibility to save people and get them discipled and baptized and send them out.
所以这就是我们在这里造就门徒传福音的一个方向。
And this is a direction and a vision for the future of our church.
好，我们很快的看一些下面从头，有些我走得快一点。这个就是在吉林，你看这几个姐妹。他们知道我去的，这是好久，2001年的相片，那个时候还没有 digital， 所以我这是后来是 scan 进来的。简单讲。
Oh, this is a photo from 2001. These are sisters that were in a place in China that I visited.
他们从哈尔滨早上5点钟就开车开到吉林来，大概10点多11点的时候，他们就到我的旅馆里面，他们要受洗，他们在那里上受浸班。
From 5 a.m., they drove 5 hours to my hotel to be able to hear me teach them.
好，下一张，这就是那个在三楼发抖的那个姊妹。
Oh, this is the sister that started shaking on the third floor.
好，下一张，这个是你们看看，这是2002年还是2003年在杭州的一个聚会，一个弟兄的家里。
This was a fellowship in Hangzhou at a brother's house.
这是浙江大学的学生。
It's a college student.
这个人是谁？你们猜猜看。Tommy 可能都忘记了这张相片。Okay, 好，下一张，这是在湖南长沙的一个大公司里面的会议室里面跟他们员工上课。
This is at a big conference room in an office where I was sharing the gospel with them.
下一张，这是在一个家庭，在一个旧楼里面的在义乌的一个训练。
This is an old apartment where we were gathering.
好，下一张。你看我为什么弄这个？因为我们刚刚那个楼，我在这里面给他们上课。你看那附近的那个房子都还没有改建，都那个时候旁边都还是很旧的房子。
You can see that this has a lot of old houses around because it's not quite developed yet.
下一张，这是很早期我们培训的时候，我们都是在那个大锅灶上面开火的。
Oh, this is where we build a fire?
No, the kitchen, 不是吃饭的。OK, no, we're cooking here. Okay, 下一张，那个很早期他们聚会的点就是像是这样的一个房间。This is a room they meeting. Okay, 下一张，这个后来在环境比较好了，在楼上。
This is a more developed area. We were upstairs meeting.
下一张，你看这个那个时候受训的时候，这个人跟着一起去啊。
My wife went with me.
这我太太。好，下一张，这个那个，你看他这个聚会点，这在湖南楼顶。
This is in top floor in Hunan.
OK, 下一张，这是 Amy. OK, 在那里讲到。OK, 这是到了浙江。我们跟着这一位中间很早以前来的一个老弟兄在他们家里头。
This is a pastor that was at the church, and we were meeting in their house.
这个印鸾姊妹现在已经在嘉兴，也是在那里，等于是她有半年以上的时间在那里传福音。
And this sister from this church has already been there for 6 months during this time.
我特别喜欢的这一幅画里面，我下一张里面特别把它弄出来。你看，他们，这是他们，他所挂在家里的下一张。这就是他们教会的，他一直的立场啊，这个很难翻的啊，就不要翻。处事莫作临风草，爱主当如向日葵。你看这个向日葵，所以他一直勉励他们。那个时候在中国传福音不是这么简单的，他必须坚守他的立场。OK， 下一张。这是我们那一年去的时候，这个认识吧哈，这个认识。我们跟老弟兄在他们旧的一个地方，一个教会。下一张。你看这个在家庭教会里面去，这个知道哈
？Terry， 这是 family church。
这是我坐在这。你看他们教会聚会的情形。下一张。好、，Teresa， 你讲。
Okay. This is when I was in the same church that actually Pastor King was visiting. This is the pastor that was there. I was kind of crashing their young adults gathering, so they let me in their picture.
后来隔了一两年呢 ，Teresa 有机会去中国，他就问我哪里可以去，我就介绍他回去。他到那边聚会，跟他们的年轻人聚会。下一张。
This is also the same trip. Prior to going to that church, we were going to Zhengzhou at a college called CS University, and this was an orphanage that was near the college. And most of these kids are actually Christian because the person who runs the orphanage is a Christian. They have Bible studies and things like that.
So Teresa 去的孤儿院在郑州那里去带他们聚会。下一条。
And this was at CS University where we were reaching out to the college kids there. So these were some of the college students that we met.
他跟一些大学生在那里去。By the way, 你为什么会去？你是用什么机会到中国去？
There was an opportunity because a church that I knew in Florida was sending a team of 40 to 50 people there. And I knew the pastor, so I asked if I could join them. So I met them in China.
所以 Teresa 是参加佛罗里达一个教会的一个宣教活动。不过我就顺便讲一讲，那一年 Teresa 她工作了四年以后，她觉得她应该停下一年不工作，她去寻求神在她身上的心意。所以她那一年她到了 Phoenix 帮助她的大伯家里的聚会，然后她剩下几个月的时间就愿意到中国去参加这样的一个宣教的活动。
And the reason I had that opportunity was because after 4 years of working, I decided to take a year off, and I felt like God was calling me to take a break and to spend more time with Him. And so I went to Arizona, spent a few months there, and helped my uncle with his church that he was starting out at his home. And also, I took the opportunity to go to China on a short-term missions trip.
所以我们中间，如果你在工作在华尔街赚钱赚得很辛苦，压力很大。我也建议你拿一年休息一下，出去走一走。
So if you've been working on Wall Street and you're really tired and worn out, I really suggest that you take a year off and go out and walk around and or maybe take a missions trip.
好，下一张。这是在北京，这个郭怀仁，2008年，郭弟兄在啊，我们看了那时候在北京回去探望弟兄姊妹。
This is in Beijing in 2008, visiting brothers and sisters.
下一张，呀，同样在北京教会里头，下一张。那一年正好我跟林弟兄约了，我们到北京，这是我们在北京的弟兄姊妹，一些在北京的弟兄姊妹，我们就约了他们到一个北京的宽街教会，我们在那里聚集。
We met at a church in Beijing with these brothers and sisters.
OK， 下一张。这是在北京的时候，我在一个饭店里头，他们把整个饭店包下来，在那里跟年轻人讲交怎么样交朋友跟婚姻的问题。
This was at a hotel. They basically had reserved it for us so that we could teach these brothers and sisters about relationships and marriage.
好，下一张。这同样的聚会里面，好，下一张。这是在北京的一个家里面的聚会。
This is a fellowship at home, at someone's home in Beijing.
好，下一张。这个就是在他们家，这个我们中间有些人认识吧。
Some people may know these people from this church.
谢向东。 他们在这里结婚了，在这个就在这个场地结婚了。
This couple was married here.
然后他们现在，他们家在。在北京就是打开，他也是花好多的时间在教会里面的服事。
He spends a lot of time serving at the church.
好，下一张，这是在他们家。下一张，这是到 Iowa， 这在就在美国，在2008年，我们教会好几位一起到 Iowa 去探望，去短宣看望吕里山夫妇。
There was a short missions trip to visit a couple that we know in Iowa in 2008.
下一张。这是 Amy 跟俊慧，他们那个时候去短宣的时候去探望，去个人谈到探望这一对夫妇，带他们决志相信主。
They went on this trip to visit this couple on the right hand side to lead them to Christ.
下一张，这是在大会里面聚会。再下一张，圣员跟他们讲。下一张。这是他们的成人主日学，礼拜天的成人主日学，我们一起服侍他们。再下一张，我们这是我们一起去的人。下一张，你看我们在敬拜。好，下面几张你看看都很活泼。下面几张，看到没有？再下一张，我很少看到俊慧在这里这么这样子。再下一张，连宋医生他很不习惯，结果他那天也跟着拍手。哇，下一张啊。再下一张，再下一张，再下一张，瓦斯木，再下一张，这是金玉琴，金玉琴他到了湖南去那里传，去川那里传福音。OK， 他们要离开的时候，他们为他祷告。这个谁？这认识吧？
哦，
Jonas， 2008年跟他姐姐，我们到一起到四川，我们教会有一笔捐款。要带给那边的弟兄姊妹，所以我们一起去。
We went to China together, with an offering from this church after the earthquake.
下一张，你看我们这个他们的买的米啊，这些救济品，我们这一群人去那个地方。
It's all the rice that we bought.
下一个，这是在成都，有一位姊妹回去了以后，她把她的朋友都召集起来，我们在一个饭店里面跟她的朋友传福音。
Someone brought a bunch of her friends, and we were able to share the gospel with her in this room.
这是行为群，好，下一张。这是我在德国，到德国去带领一个营会。
This is when I was in Germany leading a group.
下一张，这是营会完了，有人要受洗，我们就在那个湖里头受洗。
We went to the lake to baptize people.
下面，这是在下小组聚会的时候，在一个旅馆里头。
This is a hotel where we were meeting for small group gathering.
下一张，这是在四川，在成都，在一个弟兄的家里头。你们看看，你们猜得出谁？这远远的，你去猜是谁好了啊！我讲，这是在他家，他去，他有福音的负担，所以把他的这些朋友都是在各个公司里头，现在蛮有成就的。他们没有听到福音，所以我们就在他们家里头给他们传福音。
This is someone's home that we were meeting in China, and they brought their co-workers and everyone to hear the word.
下一张，我们在他的公司里面跟他的员工传福音。
This is us in their office preaching the gospel.
下一张，好，接下来的四张，我要让静跟他的女儿来解释一下。这一张，你先把它放过来。第二张，再放下一张，这是静啊，还再下一张，这是 Sharon。我再下一张，这是一个就好，你们自己来解释一下。那个 Sharon， 你有吗？No, you just explain. Yeah, you just share.
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹早安。
Hi, so before last summer, I had a preconceived notion on what the churches in China would be like. Small in number and hidden underground. I'd imagine what these underground churches would be like, but it was very different compared to what my family and I actually saw last summer. There was one church we attended that was located behind a market, and it was one of those busy and messy markets, and it was right next to an elementary school. It was definitely the last place I had expected to find a church. The church was led by an American pastor, and we met American exchange students as well as Christians from other countries. I assumed that all the other churches that we would go to in the following Sundays would be the exact same, but they were not.
去年夏天之前，我印象中的中国教会是很小，并且隐藏在地下的教会。但是我们所看到的中国的教会与我想象的有很大的不同。有一个教会在市场的后边，旁边是一间小学，那里很忙很吵，一个你最意想不到的地方。在那个教会，我遇到了在那里牧会的美国牧师，从美国去的交换学生和许多不同国籍的基督徒。我以为那就是中国教会的模式，其实他们每一个教会都不一样。
So this is the American exchange student that we met, and this is the church that was behind the market.
这个就是美国交换的学生，我们在那里遇到的。这个教会就是在那个市场后边的那个教会。
There was one church that was held in a small apartment, another one on the streets right next to the stores, and one that was held in a three-story high building. The main thing that struck me regarding these churches was that no matter how small they were, such as the one that was held at somebody's house, or how big they were, these churches were always completely filled. There would even be people standing outside on the streets trying to hear what was going on inside.
有一个教会在一间小公寓里，还有的在商店旁，这个就在商店旁的一个教会，也有三层楼的大教堂。让我很震惊的是，不管他们多小，甚至只是在一个家里的聚会，或者三层楼的建筑，都是被挤得水泄不通，甚至有人站在街上听到，有人站在街的外面听到，对。
So, our church and their churches also seem to share some similar aspects. Some hymns we sang there were the exact same ones that we sing here, and the way we pray is also alike. In one church meeting, the pastor mentioned the same-sex marriage bill that passed in New York, and the whole congregation immediately started to pray for America. Witnessing this made me realize that even though we are miles and miles away from each other, we are all actually like one team and one family, working for the same goals, praying and hoping to help each other.
我们教会与他们的聚会形式很像，同样的诗歌和祷告。有一个主日聚会时，他们牧师提到纽约已通过同性恋婚姻法案，他们整个教会就为美国祷告。看到这些，让我感觉到，虽然我们相隔很远，但我们是一个团队，一个家庭，并且有相同的目标。我们在祷告中彼此扶持。
So our main prayer for China is that there will be a growth in churches and more missionaries going to China.And that's definitely true because even though there are many churches and these churches are, even though these churches are great, there are just not enough of them. I remember talking about superstitions with one friend after we saw a black cat on the street. He told me that seeing that black cat meant bad luck. I asked him, do you believe that? To which he responded with, it's better to believe just in case it's real. Seeing this opportunity, I quickly, immediately followed by asking him if he would believe in Christianity. For like he said, just in case.Surprisingly, he said yes. He was open to the idea, just like the other people were that we met that summer. They had similar attitudes in that they were open to believing. Anything that could bless them, they were willing to accept. But the problem was that they had no one there to share the good news with them.
我们的祷告是中国有更多的教会及事工被建造起来。这就是我所看到的真实的中国。虽然有很多教会，但仍远远不够。记得有一次我们在街上看到一只黑猫，一个朋友很迷信地告诉我，看见黑猫不吉利。我问他，你相信这些吗？他说，宁可信其有，不可信其无。看到这个机会，我就立刻问他，那你相信基督吗？就像他说，宁可信其有。很惊讶的是，他说信。去年夏天我们遇到了很多像他一样有敞开的心态的人，只要能给他们祝福，他们就愿意相信。但他们中很多人没有听过福音。
What we witnessed with the churches in China was an amazing experience for me. I know that it's God's will that there will be more and more churches and missionaries going to China to share the good news with these people. And maybe some of us here will even join the workers to harvest that plentiful field.
我在中国教会所看到的一切实在是很奇妙的经历。我知道神的心意是把福音这一好消息带给所有中国人。庄稼已经熟了，也许你或我就是被打发收割的工人。
Thank you.
谢谢。
谢谢。好，李晶。好，接下来我们要看我们的年轻人高中生在台湾的有一些的图片，我们再放几张。Yeah, 他们在那里的跟着年轻人，你要看，今天的这是 Jonathan, 这是去年的，这是吴木兰的 Jonathan. 好啊，那个来 ，Jonathan， 你儿子呢 ？Jonathan， yeah， you want to share some？ Yeah， a few minutes。Yeah。
Hi, good morning, brothers and sisters. Well, good afternoon now.
弟兄姐妹好。
As many of you know, my brother, Christine, Cynthia, and Jonathan Chow are going to Taiwan Mission this year.
大家都知道我的弟弟William 还有 Cynthia 还有 Jonathan Chow 吴木兰的孩子现在正在台湾短宣。
I myself, I went last year and I served with the team.
我自己是在去年和整个团队在那边。
What Taiwan Mission Trip is a bunch of high schoolers and some college guys. We go to Taiwan and we teach English to little kids using Bible stories in two different towns.
所谓台湾短宣就是一群高中生以及一些大学生啊，用着圣经的故事来到台湾去教一些小朋友英文。
As you saw in the previous pictures, we don't just teach like a little bit of kids. We actually teach a lot of kids.
就像我们刚刚看的照片一样，我们不是教一点点的小孩子，而是教很多的小朋友。
Now, many people, when you go on mission trips, you think that it's going to go perfectly. Christ is going to provide you with everything. It's going to be great.
很多人或许会这样想：当我们去短宣的时候，凡事都会进阶顺利，神会预备我们一切的事情。
Well, something I learned a lot is that we have to work together with other Christians really well, and team unity is very important on a mission trip.
但是在我在这个短宣的过程里面，我学到功课是，除了神公义的一切以外，我们需要跟其他的基督徒，我们所有的团队成为一个团队，我们要共同工作在一起。
On this mission trip, there's people from EBCC, Wyckoff, a church in New York, and actually a church in Seattle, Washington that goes with us, and some people in Taiwan.
在我们去年的那个团队里面，除了从天神教会的，还有 Wyckoff 教会。还有教会从大西洋城，还有教会在西雅图以及台湾本地教会这五个地方的教会合在一起。
And you know, with a lot of people comes a lot of different ideas, and not everyone agrees a lot.
就像我们都知道的，当一群人在一起的时候，我们就有很多不同的意见，而我们常常也不会彼此同意。
Yes, we're all Christian, and in the end, we're all working for Christ. But still, with all these ideas, there's not exactly.A good bond that always happens. This is what kind of happened last year. It's like some people didn't really like each other, and then not everything worked perfectly.
是的，我们虽然都是基督徒，但是当一群意见在一起的时候，我们常常会不同意彼此对方。就像我们在去年台湾短宣的时候，我们彼此之间有这些不喜欢那些，我们好像并不是完全合一的在一起。
But then through this experience, God shows me how.Although there's people that we work with that we're not going to like, we still have to work with them for God, and God puts them there for a reason.
在去年的短宣的活动里面，我所学习到的是，真的是神把我们一群人放在一起。或许我真的不是很喜欢这个人，但是神有目的的把我们放在一起，我们就必须要成为一个同工，合作在一起。
And another thing I learned a lot was how to do street evangelism. I don't know if there's a picture or not. I can't remember.
我另外一件学习到的事情是如何在街头上面传福音。
Now in Taiwan, there's a lot of night markets, as many of you might know.
就像我们大家都知道，台湾有很多的所谓的夜市场。
And then one of the things we decided to do that one year was to just go out and just hand out flyers to people and just spread the gospel in Chinese.
我们去年有一个活动，就是我们就决定要到在夜市里面去传福音、发单张。
Now for me, this was a first-time experience, so that was a very good experience to just.Learn how to just spread the gospel, not even in my like native language.
对我来讲，这是一个很好的经验，因为这是我的第一次，就是去，然后在街上用我不熟悉的语言中文去跟他们传福音。
And as I previously said, our main focus was to the little kids, and those kids were generally in elementary school.
就像我刚刚开始说的，我们去那边的主要对象是一些小学的学生。
However, last year when we went, a lot of high schoolers started to come towards us, started to play sports with us, and wanted to teach with us. And they were all Christian too.
Yeah, all Christian.
They were not all Christian.
但很奇妙的是，当我们在那边的时候，却有一群的高中生愿意来到我们中间，跟我们一起打球，来听福音。他们都不是基督徒。
So then this year, they decided to start a sports camp. So because it's new, I guess if you guys want to pray for that, pray for to help the people there know how to like evangelize to these high schoolers.
有了去年的经验以后，在今年的宣教活动里面，他们决定有加上一个运动营，来跟当地的高中生里面来打球，来传福音，也为也请大家为他们祷告，因为这也是一个新的经历，来就跟高中生当地的高中生来传福音。
So yeah, that's basically what I learned in Thai town.
这就是我在去年的一些经历来跟大家分享。
Thank you.
很快来看今年的，这是去年他们一起祷告的，来哦，这是插出来，这是在虎门，你们知道这姊妹是谁哈？看得出来，看得出来，看不出来吗？蓝屏嘛，他们住了一层楼，用来做祷告，为万国，这是好多的旗子，他们常常每天。
They rent out this room in this apartment and they pray for all the nations. There's all these maps and they pray for different countries.
Okay, 下一张。这是今年的。哦，他们寄回来的。正好是 Jonathan 还有 Cindy。
This is this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Christine. 蓝色有 Christine. Okay. 好，下一张。这是他们今年的。这是今年刚刚寄两个一个礼拜以前寄回来的。OK, 这是 Christine 还有 Jonathan, 都在这。OK, 下一张。这是这两天 William 讲了。OK, 这是怡君，她也是2012年，她刚刚在那边寄回来。
Yeah, she sent this picture back to us. She's in China, probably on her way back now.
OK, 下一张，这是他们的活动。她在教他们唱歌，唱 Silent Night。
This is Gloria teaching them to sing Silent Night.
Okay, 下一张。Yeah, 他在教你看 Silent Night. Okay. Okay, 这是我们这是去年他们知道我们教会一对夫妇周正明夫妇现在在台湾做宣教士。
This couple is in Taiwan right now, doing long-term missions.
Yeah, Ed 跟 Terry 去探望他们。
They went to go visit them.
下一张，这是他们全家。
Is their family in Taiwan?
2006年 ，OK。这是另外一对吕里山夫妇，他的女儿现在 Grace 现在也来我们这边聚会。这是他们也是前年去探望他们的吕里山 ，OK。这是李山在台南的家，他用他的家转为一个聚会的地方。
This is in Taiwan. He uses his home for fellowship gatherings.
OK， 最后一张。这是几年前大卫牧师在乌干达，在那边训练牧师的。
This is a few years ago when Pastor Krenel was in Uganda sharing the gospel.
等一下子我们报告完以后，我请大卫牧师来介绍，这一次要去 Zambia 的一些 mission， 然后我们为他们祷告。
Afterwards, we'll ask Pastor Krenel to share what they're going to be doing in Zambia, and we will pray for the team.
最后，我要来要求弟兄姊妹怎么回应今天的信息。
And lastly, I just want to talk about what our response should be after today's message.
我们看到教会里面有不同的年长的年幼的，实际上都参与了许多宣教的活动。
We've seen from this church people of all different ages participating in the missions field.
所以我现在有三点的很简单的建议给每一位。
So I have three very simple suggestions for everyone.
就像江老师刚刚讲的，你要不要我们等一下祷告的时候，你心里面就为着我们刚刚所看过的或者你想到的宣教士。你提名三个人在你的祷告里头。
Just like what Jonathan shared, later when we go to prayer, think of three people, either currently in the missions field or about to go, or someone that you've seen in the pictures, and pray for them.
你所认识的，至少在下面的一个礼拜里面，你常常来为这些人祷告。
In the coming week, often pray for these people.
三个就好。
Just three people.
不一定在我们教会的你所认识的传道人，你想到他的，你在下面的一个礼拜里面，你能够为三位来祷告。
It doesn't have to be from our church. It could just be three people that you know that's out in the missions field.
第二个，我想请一些年轻人，你能不能我们从存一点小钱开始。
And the next suggestion is for the young people to start saving up small amounts of money.
你们可能想说，金弟兄，你这太小气了，怎么又这？你应该拿开 check。
You may think that we're being, not very generous with this bucket. You should write a check.
可是任何的
大的楼都是从小的开始建起。
But any big skyscraper starts from the first floor.
如果你自己在家里面有一个罐子，你常常想到你的零钱，你把它丢进去的时候，你会发现可能几个月以后，这个里面也有一笔钱。
And if you have a bucket at home, every time you have some change, you just throw it in there. After some time, you'll realize that it's actually accumulated to some amount of money.
因此，在适当的时机，你知道有什么宣教的活动，或者你有感动，你就把这些钱，你可以捐给这个传福音的。
And when you see that there is a need of someone going out into the missions field, or you feel a burden to support a particular ministry, you can use this money.
今天有一个很可悲、很不好的一个统计数字出来。
Today, there are some statistics that is very sad.
说基督徒的平均收入，平均拿到教会奉献的，只占了3%。
On average, Christians only offer up about 3% of their income to the church.
在圣经里面，我们到处看到说，我们希望神希望最少10%啊。
In the Bible, we see that God wants at least 10%.
可是这不是一个律法的规定。可是我们今天发现，在现实的社会里面，基督徒的奉献只有3%左右到教会。
Although this is not a law that we have to follow, but we see that today that Christians are only offering up 3% of their
salary. 在3%里面，整个教会里面，一般教会这些收入的方面，也只有5%是用在传福音的活动上。
And of this 3%, only about 5% is being used by the church for the missions field.
所以我们实在是还有很多的空间我们可以成长。
So there's a lot of room for growth here.
第三个。
Lastly.
希望每一个你就为你自己祷告。
I ask that you would pray for yourself.
你预备随时准备神让你去参加一些传福音的机会。
That God would prepare you to go out when He calls you to, or when the opportunities come.
最简单的，我们教会每年有一个 soup kitchen, 有个给无家可归的人做饭做菜。
For example, just very simply, there is an annual soup kitchen activity that you can participate in.
你至少可以来帮忙，可以来参加吧。
You can at least come and help out.
另外呢，还有我们的中间有。Young Life 的同工在这里，他们向着高中学校的人传福音。
We have several people in this church that are co-workers at Asian Young Life, and they reach out to high school kids.
我们也可以关心我们学校的同学。
And we can care about these high school people.
而且明年如果还有这种短宣的活动的话，我希望我们中间你祷告，当神有感动的时候，你愿意把你自己摆在里面。
And next year, if we have other short-term missions trips available, I really pray that if the Lord leads you, that you would stand up and participate.
请我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，但愿今天你的大使命能够唤醒我们里面的每一个人。
Oh Father, would your great commission just really touch our hearts?
让我们从现在起，我们就想到三个我们需要祷告的人。
That from now on, we can think of three people that we want to pray for.
我们就可以开始把我们的钱、金钱想到奉献给宣教的这样的行动。
Now we can offer up our time and our finances to these missions field.
更重要的，你让我们预备我们自己成为一个传福音的人。
But more importantly, that you will prepare us to be evangelists and to go out into the missions field.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
等一下报告完后，请大卫牧师来宣布这个。